This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Kaylee, and I live in Houston, Texas. I've been listening for a couple years now. It's taken me a long time to call in. I actually come from a long line of sensitives on my mom's side. My grandmother actually used to see car accidents that had happened in the past, and they weren't actually there, so that's kind of cool, but kind of freaky. My mom is more sensitive to energies, and this story is actually about her. So back when I was in elementary school, we had a neighbor who my mom was very, very, very close to. They had a very deep connection, and our families hung out all the time. And unfortunately, circumstances with jobs, they moved to Ohio, where she found out she had cancer and unfortunately passed away when I was in middle school. Very big loss for my family, and most, you know, unfortunate my mom with the deep connection she had. But before she had passed away, our family friend had told my mom that if she passed first, or they both promised each other, whoever passed first would give an indication to the other person that they were okay and that they had made it. So I believe it's maybe a year later, we went to the movies and we saw The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Spoiler alert, in the part where the young girl is dying, you know, it's a very sad moment and we're all crying, and, you know, we think it's just, you know, my mom's sobbing and we think it's just the movie. And we find out after that she actually heard this friend in her voice very clearly in her ear say, "I'm here." And that was like her verification that she had passed over and that everything was okay. Very, very sweet moment, and I'm glad that my mom actually was able to have that, you know, because some people, you know, they say, but, you know, you don't always get such a clear message like that. And my mom has actually consulted a psychic medium since this passing, and has had confirmation too that in a past life they were sisters, and, you know, she was like, she was very protective, wasn't she, and like verified all these things, and it's just really cool to have that verification. Now, I believe she still reaches out to my mom occasionally. The most recently was this past fall, during Halloween, you know, like my mom saw all this candy and like she had a craving for, Tootsie Roll Pops, which was this friend's favorite treat. She always loved the orange ones the best. And so my mom is unloading groceries. She bought two bags. She's just on the phone and she's unloading. She sets them down on the counter and then she turns around and perfectly laid out on the counter is an orange Tootsie Pop. Just like nothing had been opened, nothing had been messed with. Like it's just sitting there outside of the bag. And she just sits there and she's like, "Hold on a second." And she lets the person go and she just smiles and she just thinks of her friend. And I think it's just really great that, you know, we get these heartwarming moments where, you know, we can, you know that our loved ones are doing okay and watching over us. And, it's just very, very affirmational, and, especially with the bond that they had. So, yeah, that is the story that I have regarding my mom. I don't have experiences myself, despite coming from a line of sensitives. I think when I was younger, everything terrified me. My family loved the ghost shows, and so I think I shut it down pretty quickly because my mom thinks that I would be sensitive, and I'm just not open to it, which I'm okay with, but sometimes I think it would be neat. I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing out on, but I think it's these stories in particular were really cool to share. I'll definitely call in the future if I have my own. Hopefully they're as sweet as this one. But I hope y'all have a great day, and thank you for listening. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.